Well, thank you, everybody. It's a real pleasure to have all of you here. And we're very grateful for your leadership in affordable housing, Senator Murray. I think it's special recognition we'd like to give you because sometimes people show up when a building's open. We build, and it's exciting, and ribbons are cut, and people congratulate themselves. We have lemonade and cookies. But the voucher program, it does a lot of good things, too, including providing the fuel that keeps those buildings going. And it just even without new buildings, we get people into housing. Last year, there were almost 100 families or households who got into housing with the voucher program. And not everybody recognizes it. You do. And so, well, maybe it's not glamorous. It's appreciated. An example of where it's more glamorous maybe than meets the eye. A few years ago, I went out and I visited a woman in her 80s, and she told me she'd just come off the wait list and she was getting a voucher. And she shared with me, I had accepted the fact that it's just a matter of time, maybe a couple of years, a couple more rent increases, and I need to look for something like a garage to lease, effectively homeless in her 80s. And she told me after I learned I was on the received the voucher and I would have forever permanent decent housing, she said, I've literally been crying out of joy for 2 days. And so that's the good that you do. And then we have this mainstream program, a subset. You're familiar with it. You support it. And it was just one of the most touching things. A woman here in town that she's in her 50s, has a few disabilities. She'd been enduring in a tent in our climate for 3 years. And then once on the mainstream program, was able to get into an apartment. And after a few days, she shared with us, rhetorically asking, what is the best thing about my apartment? I don't know, what's the best thing about your apartment? And she said, it has a toilet. I feel like a human being again. And just really striking, all the things that so many of us take for granted. She feels like a human being again, having a toilet. And then, you know, COVID-19 and the resulting economic woes didn't make the situation any better. It made it worse. And so you were among the people taking the leadership there in Congress, look for concrete solutions to address it, and the American Rescue Plan Act was one of those big acts that took care of a lot of things, but I think it's easier to understand when you see it on a small granular scale. And there was a gentleman, apparently lived not too far from us and lived hard. He was 62 years old. He's living unsheltered. And he said, I used to walk by the building, and to tell you the truth, I kind of just resigned myself to the fact that I'll never live in decent housing again. But with the Emergency Housing Voucher Program, that was part of the big Rescue Plan Act, we were able to help him secure permanent housing again. So he's back living a decent life. And so it's so important to the individuals. It's so important to the community as a whole. So it's very much appreciated. And Karen is our Rental Assistance Director. She's kind of the nuts and bolts of all of this. Karen, if you have a few thoughts, you could please share with the Senator.
Just would like to say thank you, the Emergency Housing Voucher Program and all the special provisions that went with it have made all the difference in the world. We wouldn't have leased the individuals that we have been able to get housed. The additional service fees that have enabled us to pay increased deposits, sometimes paying off bad debt to old owners. We've been able to get people into homes and get them basic needs such as beds, other household goods. Without that extra money, I don't think we would have been successful. We've also been able to raise our payment standards higher, which was also critical for us being successful. We also were able to hire a housing navigator, which without her, I also don't think we would have been able to lease these individuals, because these are some of the, I've been doing this 30 years, and these are some of the hardest people we have ever served.
Why do you say that?
Because they have so many barriers. They have multiple barriers, from criminal history to bad debt to poor rental history to disabilities that really prevent them even from what we face is they even have a hard time completing the process, like just doing paperwork and follow through, and you get them in and then they disappear and you don't hear from them, and so you have to track them down, and you're working with the local service providers that you're partnering with. But without those extra fees and administrative fees, we just wouldn't have been successful. So we're very grateful for all that. It's what enabled us to be successful.
That's great. So thank you. And can you tell me what the Housing Navigator does?
Yeah, she does a lot. So initially she meets with the client and makes what we call a leasing plan, and they just discuss what the barriers are. And then once we know what somebody's barriers are, then we can go about solving them. A lot of times it's, like you say, paying off some debt. In Nova's case, she was our first emergency housing voucher, Lisa. And we worked really hard trying to get her into her current unit, but she couldn't pass the screening because of some debt. And thankfully, this is a tax credit property. That manager was so delightful to work with. She called up Rachel and talked to her, and she said, if you could just pay $400 on this one debt, she'll pass the screening. And so with the service fees, we could pay that $400, and Nova was able to get housed. The other thing that the service fees did with us for Nova is, due to Nova's disability, she actually is in an upstairs unit, which she prefers for safety reasons. But she couldn't go up and downstairs to the laundry room. And so we were able to provide her with a washer and dryer. And all that enables somebody to be successful,
right,
and to move forward with their life.
Right.
And it's just really has been incredible to see what these dollars do.
That's great.
So thank you.
That's great. Yeah. Okay.
And off to Margaret. Hey.
Good afternoon. Hello, Senator. Thank you so much to Craig and to Karen for welcoming us here, for your leadership in running the Emergency Housing Voucher Program and the work that you do in the community every day. It's truly an honor to be here with all these passionate folks. So I'm your HUD Regional Administrator serving the Pacific Northwest, which is Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Alaska. And it's no secret to any of us that the Pacific Northwest is facing a severe shortage of housing and a housing crisis. And too many of our friends and family members are just struggling to find a safe and stable place to call home. And I say that with personal experience, and I'll just share a little bit about my own family. A few years ago, my mom was struggling. She was fighting cancer. She was struggling with her sobriety. And when it became clear that she wouldn't be able to pay her rent, we were terrified. Our family was absolutely terrified. But being able to finally move her into affordable senior housing changed our lives. It got her stable, and it extended the time, the precious time that we had with her. And too many families are facing those same challenges. We know that throughout the Pacific Northwest. We are all invested in the success of these programs because we all know folks that are struggling. And so I think we all share that investment and that that hope that these programs can make an impact. As Craig shared, when COVID-19 hit, we knew that folks were not only struggling with a medical emergency and a health emergency, but an economic emergency. And we also knew that the impact would hit those less fortunate, lower income folks and communities of color the hardest. And so we're so grateful, Senator, that you and your colleagues stepped up and answered the call and created programs in the American Rescue Plan Act that could make an impact for our communities, and particularly the Emergency Housing Voucher Program, the home ARP program, and so many other critical resources. But a little bit about the EHV program. You heard about this from Karen a few moments ago. This program is uniquely tailored to the circumstances and needs of families who are experiencing homelessness, survivors of domestic violence, and families otherwise at risk to afford a safe and stable home. Our friends, our family members, and our loved ones, in short, people like Nova, who we'll be hearing from in a few moments. To say that this program has been a success would be a dramatic understatement. As of today, nearly 95% of emergency housing vouchers are in use, either leased or currently issued. Across the nation, more than 30,000 families have secured housing with this resource, while more than 36,000 voucher holders are navigating a home search with new supports today. Here in Thurston County, we awarded the Housing Authority $1.14 million for 68 vouchers. That's 68 individuals or families who would otherwise be living outside, be sleeping in cars, or be bouncing from place to place. 68 neighbors who, because of this program, have a safe and stable place to call home. And I just have to brag a little bit on the Pacific Northwest. We are leading the nation in utilization of emergency housing vouchers. We have amazing partners like the Thurston County Housing Authority and folks across the Northwest that are working in markets where we have a scarcity of housing, we have high rents, but they're making it work because of the grit and determination of those efforts. They're pulling out all the stops. And I want to focus a little bit on what we heard Karen say a few moments ago. This work is not for the faint of heart. And one of the key features of the Emergency Housing Voucher Program was those flexibilities that you just heard about. The flexibilities around the timing of using the vouchers, around some of the special supports like housing navigators. I'm thrilled that not only are we seeing the impact of this program and the individuals who've been housed, but I think we can learn a lot about that as we move forward to future housing programs about what worked from the EHV program. President Biden and HUD Secretary Marcia Fudge know that emergency housing vouchers and other federal resources are going to be an essential part not only of the short-term recovery from this COVID era, but the long-term work that we need to do to right-size our housing solutions. And that's why the President has made a request in the HUD fiscal year 2023 budget to expand those resources to help thousands of additional individuals achieve housing stability, and has also called for the creation of a housing supply fund, which we know is desperately needed to build out our housing supply, certainly in this region. And Senator, we thank you for your continued championship for these ongoing resources. So again, we need more housing supply, we need more housing supports for people who need them, and of course, as you all know, we need them now. So thank you for inviting HUD to the table for this conversation. Thank you for your continued work. And I thank you, Nova, for sharing your story with us today.
Hi, I'm Nova. And I just want to thank everyone, Ms. Rachel, Ms. Karen, the Housing Authority, and you too for this budget, this grant that you put out. I was an abused woman. I fled from Missouri with literally just the clothes on my back. I came here because I had talked to a shelter that said that they could get me in. When I got here, it was a heat wave. And so the shelters were full. And I was clueless and I was confused and scared because I was somewhere new. I'd never been before. I'm 50 something years old. I'm old and I'm like, you know, I had health problems like bad knees and arthritis and stuff like that. And I was panicking. So I reached out to different organizations. I was able to get a car. I was sleeping in my car and I was staying in a tiny home village. I was able to go to different places to ask for help. And I kept going, putting my best foot forward. I kept seeking shelter, seeking help to get housed somewhere, you know. And my job that I work for now, which is at Capital Recovery, they put a referral in. They said, well, you know, they just had some emergency housing vouchers to come out. And you have to put a referral in for it. And so I had two different organizations to put a referral in for me. Ms. Karen said, well, this one here gives us more leeway. So we're going to use this one right here to help you. And every place I was going to, my credit was bad. I was getting turned down for an apartment or whatever, housing. And so the lady where I stay now, I've been there a year. I re-signed my lease for another year. She said, let me call Texas and find out what's stopping you from being able to rent the apartment. And they said, this credit card that I had. If she's able to pay this amount right here and prove to us that it was paid, then we could go ahead and rent to her an apartment. So Ms. Rachel, which is the housing person that works with you to help you figure out what's stopping you from getting into housing, her and Ms. Karen worked together and they paid that debt. Without them, I don't know what I would have did. You know, it makes me teary right now. But to move into the apartment, I was like a little kid at Christmas time. you know, I was so happy. And then they said, we got a surprise for you. You know, we ordered you a washer and a dryer so you don't have to walk up and down the steps, you know, because I just had knee replacement in March. So the company that helped me to support me, I now work for them full time. I work with the homeless, people who are on drugs or alcohol. That is what I do now. I give back to them. I'm very thankful to everyone here, and that's my story.
Wow. Well, that, Nova, first of all, thank you for sharing that story, and you're one of many, and I just want you to know that you are the reason why the rest of us keep doing what we're doing is the successes that are out there, and it was your perseverance, too, and all you went through, but so glad to be a part of providing the funds that helped you get to where you are today, and we want to do that for everybody, and I know how important those American Rescue Plan dollars were for so many people. It was an opportunity for us to really put in an historic amount of money into housing, which has been a problem forever. But the pandemic obviously just made it worse. So getting that money in through the American Rescue Plan to make sure that we had vouchers and all of the programs you just talked about was critically important. So I wanted to come here today to hear how that was being used, how you felt about it being done, because that got us to here, but we still have so much more work to be done. I mean, I talk to people every day that housing is the number one issue that they talk to me about. We have a supply problem, and I think it's Washington State has more than 300,000 units short of housing. That's 300,000 people that don't have a place to live simply because there's no housing. So I'm really delighted that the president has put forward a budget with the housing supply fund in it. And I'm going to work really hard on the appropriations side to get that into the budget and pass with appropriations and dollars to help make sure we continue to put housing as a first priority for so many people. We talk about all the challenges people face, whether it's drug and alcohol, whether it's domestic abuse, whether it's, you know, losing their job, whether it's, you know, an illness. Without a house, you can't deal with the rest of it. So it just seems to me that this is what the first and number one priority. So I really appreciate everybody talking to me today about what you're doing and what you see as success and how important this is, because we've got to keep this going.
Thank you.
So thank you.